Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. The Hour Network, Indie Up Radio. I got my boy Voodoo Child in the building.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Going on?
We in here. You
already
know.
How are you doing tonight?
How are you doing, Miss Lady?
I am on location, driving, so I parked at the yes, Mark. I thought I'd have enough time, guys, but yes, y'all, it was a situation. So for safety precautions. I just went on here and got off the highway and pulled in, but my week has been great. I started my new job Monday, and I love it. So I'm excited about that.
Love it like that?
I love it.
You love it like
that?
Yes,
yes, no lie. Yes, real talk.
When you can go to work and it don't feel like work, that's the best thing.
You hear me? Okay. And that's my happy place. Come on with it then.
You know?
All the good vibes.
I'll be there all
day.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. They're going to have to kick me up out of there. Straight up. That's the only way. The only way is not going down. Yes, but guys, just so y'all know, we're going to be speaking with wonderful, talented indie artist Lil Boss, repping Texas. What part of Texas is that? What part of Texas is Lil Boss repping?
Northeast Texas.
Okay.
Dallas area. You know.
Okay, the D town. All right, then. We're going to go ahead and chop it up with him. Yes, yes, guys. So make sure y'all stay tuned. I got some stories. I got some stuff to talk about tonight, y'all. And, you know, once
that's
that night,
all right.
I get
no,
shot
get,
on
let's
me.
Let's get to that juicy.
Yes, I got some. I'm telling you. So y'all got to listen up. I got to let them know. It's some coworkers that are really become friends already. You hear me? And it's really good stories that I've got to share, okay, and make sure y'all stay tuned, because one of them may trip you out, but I got the receipt, and it was true, so make sure y'all stay tuned, yes, okay, you know, I will update you on Candy K's love journey a little bit later on, most definitely, but for now, we're going to go ahead and get into Phoenix Soul with Heart Gives, India Radio.
Music. Earth gear, third gear, fourth gear,
Cupid asked you what I needed for. Protection from fascination, confusing infatuation. Low ego, annihilation. But I'm in fact excavation, because of a hot sensation. Time to get a bad station.
I was in the driver's seat, but then I hit a Jewish key. But I ain't a wanna shot, flying. You were running through my heart for me. Driving up 85, yeah. Headed to the NYC. But I ain't really feel what side, flying. You were running through my heart for me. I was looking straight ahead, but you were blind, but I did not see. Somebody should have honked the horn to say, you were running through my heart for me. I was in the driver's seat, but
What's up? Where are we back?
Yes, we are back in full effect. Y'all just heard my boy Bobby Real Montgomery. They don't know. Nobody knows. But what I do know, okay, Yes. But what I do know is that we do have a Mr. Lil Boss on hold, and we're ready to get it in with him. Warm welcome. How are you doing tonight? I do apologize for my applause. I am actually driving. How are you doing tonight, Mr. Lil Boss?
What's up? I'm good. How y'all doing?
We good. Now you in the building. We in the game. So how's your night? Did you have any big plans for Saturday night once we get done?
Not really. I mean, all I do is work. Like, I'm an independent artist, so pretty much I'm working 24/7.
That works for y'all shit, for y'all things, you know, and I appreciate that. I really, really do. Now, we've got a few songs from you. I just want to put that out there, let you know that, and the listeners. Now, I do know that
them
you
dogs fire. Them dogs fire.
We're going to definitely get into that. No, I do know that you do write all of your music, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, where do you find your inspiration? Like, here recently, I know it can come from different places at different times, but for the most recent work that you've done, where do you find your inspiration?
For, like, my most recent work, which is my EP, Bossing Up, honestly, a lot of them songs, it's like, I made them songs, like, in advance, knowing what I got to do, like, to be successful as an artist. So, like, especially, like, the Hustle and Respect, like, if you listen to that song, you can hear it. I'm kind of talking myself up to make sure I take care of shit like a boss. Like, so that's really where it comes from. I come from personal experience. It might be some shit that happened to me yesterday. I might write about it tomorrow. That's how I do.
Okay. I feel you. I definitely feel you on that. Like personal experiences, you know what I mean? Real talk.
Yeah, that's real talk.
At least you're talking about what you live in, and you ain't one of them artists that's talking about some stuff you've never seen, you know? So.
Yeah. Or they've seen it and they're talking about it and they never lived it. But, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah. Now, if you listen to the song I got called Over, that's like my real personal experience with multiple females that I done deal with in my life. And I kind of just harnessed it all into that one song.
Ooh. But listen, though. But let me tell you, you have just happened to bypass the wrong female. And I know it's a lot of dirty ones out there. Don't get me wrong. Trust me.
Oh, here we go.
I've been friends with them before. They're not all like that, though. We're not all like that.
Nah.
Just so you know.
I know that.
Okay.
Just
had to make sure
it was known. Like
okay.
Yeah.
So coming from the area where you're from, man, like, how do you reach out to these young kids and, like, get their attention and tell them, like, yo, this is not the way to go? How you do that?
Man, honestly, a lot of people fuck with my music because it's just like we were just talking about. Like, I'm spitting real shit. I'm not spitting no fake shit, no fake gangster lyrics, none of that. Like,
right.
If you hear me spit, like, some gangster shit, it's because that's some shit I done did. But I'm spitting some shit like that's going to feed your soul. Like, that's just how I rock. That's how I roll.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, we don't need no more people out here false leading the blind, you know. We don't need that.
Exactly. And then they go jump ship and they be looking stupid, you know?
Yeah.
But while you were growing up, who did you listen to? Like, who inspired you for you to just go ahead and just jump out there?
I can't lie. That's a good-ass question because ain't nobody never asked me that. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Got him.
I was always a big fan of Master P and No Limit. And
okay.
I had a single for the Make Them Say song, and it had an instrumental on it. My mama had a karaoke machine and a microphone. That's when I first started trying to rap, and I just used to put a tape in there, record, and I just used to freestyle all day. And then, honestly, I started making beats when Pastor Troy came out, and Pastor Troy dissed Master P, and he was talking about he made a beat on the beat machine. I was like, I need to get my own beats. And that's when I first started making beats. That was all when I was around, I started making beats when I was, like, 14. So, yeah, that's how I got started.
So you got years of making this beat and stuff.
Okay.
You got that. You got it.
Well, I was at the bush. Man, I wasn't doing nothing good at 14. Nothing good.
You ever remember doing the rewind, pause, record thing with the tapes?
Oh, yeah. With the cassette.
Oh, not too early? Okay, never mind. Okay.
No, you got it?
Yeah, that was
no.
You?
I'm of age.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to actually do a radio show on a cassette tape, actually. Yeah, as a child, I did.
Okay.
What about you, Lil Boss? Did you ever make some make tape, you know, make tape, of course, with a cassette?
Of course. I think everybody that came from that era, I think we all
exactly.
Got our own little mix tapes. I'm saying
mm-hmm.
On the radio, we record.
Straight up. These new kids, they don't know nothing about it, though. You know, they just with the technology. They don't know nothing about really getting down through that. Having to work extra hard.
Yeah, I feel
everything.
That's right.
Now, I do, since I have two songs, I want to make sure that while you're on, we're able to play both of those. So let's go ahead and get into the first one, which is Bossing Up. Would you like to go ahead and introduce it and go ahead and let us know?
That's it.
Again, I know I get where you got it from. But just for the listeners, if they just tapped in, let them know where the thought process was.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, Bossing Up, just like I said, it's like me speaking to existence, like what I'm living right now, how I'm doing shit. Just talk about how I'm bossing up and getting the streets and shit, really making shit happen right now. So that's what this is. This is the intro on my EP, which is self-titled, called Bossing Up. So go ahead, get into it.
That's right. Indy up.
Lil Boss up on the track, kill it.
Bossing up, yeah. I'm bossing up. Self-made, no clone. Self-shooter, that's a drone. Say my name in the song. King Ransom got my throne.
like a pawn. My money lean on winning. That you knocking on me like a witness. You are not my homie, what your business is. Get the fuck around me with the friendliness. No new friends, only frenemies. Better learn how to use your enemies. Haters trying to drain my energy. They want me in a penitentiary. Cemetery trying to energy. They can battle what I'm finna be. Infinite beats, that's infinity. Oh, ain't no enemy. I can pretend to be what you nigga wanna see me be. You nigga, CB3, I'm real like 23. Box up on industry, box of the industry. Hey, box of my enemy. Put my niggas on the set real. Put my cell phone, I can't fail. Slick top shift, don't sell. You the boss, so I can't tell. Boxing up, yeah. Boxing up, yeah. Boxing up, yeah. Boxing up, yeah. I'm boxing up.
Up, feeling it. I'm feeling it. Yeah, you had me jigging. You had me doing my thing. I like it. I dig it. I dig it.
She got a little, you got a little distracted.
Most definitely, I did. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I hit the left cheek, right cheek. Why you have to tell him about
it? Oh my God.
Why you have to tell him about it?
Oh my
okay.
God.
Okay. Truthfully, I did. But listen, that mean I like it. So, hey, left cheek, right cheek. But, yeah, appreciate you bringing it through. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Quickly, though, I just want to ask, just to put it out there, I know you don't have much time tonight on this day, but just let everybody know where to follow you really quickly before we get into the rest. Where can they find you on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, you can just type Lil Voss, that'll bring up my music page. Instagram and Twitter, both are at Lil Voss Official. And really, my snap is Voss_IMG. So that's where you can find me on everything as far as social media.
Okay,
y'all heard that.
Okay,
y'all want that fire? That's where you go get it.
Gas to follow.
Y'all heard that, right?
Make sure you do. Now, really quickly, I know you have to go. I don't want to keep you all night. But before you leave, can you please, please, please just go ahead and step into the booth and hit that bar. That's for you. I'll pass you the mic. So drop that. I mean, do what you can do really quickly on your way out. Let us see what you got for the new fans that you have gained already. Just kind of give them a little something. You're on the spot.
Okay. So I'm going to hit this shit like, lately I've been feeling like a dog. My heart been damaged, don't trust it all. They know I came up, I'm just trying to bow. If you want me, you know where to call. Scared to love me, you don't want to fall. I can't blame you, ain't no love lost. I don't game you, I just play it raw. You asked me who it was, I told it all. Snitching on myself, I broke the law. Kept it 100, no matter the cost. Even if it meant I lost it all, what good is it worth if I'm losing it all? Told you I love you right after I fucked it. I understand if you feeling disgusted. I understand if you no longer trust me. I understand if you feeling like fuck.
Hey, okay.
I seen the little switch up in the flow. I seen that.
Come on through. Thank you for spit that fire, you know. I appreciate you for actually accepting the challenge. There have been people who declined,
you know,
and don't want to shine type of thing. You know what I mean? Just like
there
when you
have
it, we ain't going to get on that one. Hold on now.
You ain't going to play me like that. You ain't going to play me like that.
I ain't played. You played yourself. So, in that case, he did. But on the other hand,
if you a rapper, and somebody asks you to rap, especially a radio show, like, you gotta be ready.
You feel me, though? And this time, Voodoo Child,
right?
I really ain't talking about you, Voodoo Child. I really ain't, even though, you know, we battling and you kind of tried to back out. But I'm not even talking about you on this one, Voodoo Child. But you're right, Lil Boss, because I did interview an artist before who, you know, they declined. And I'm like, huh? You know, this is your time to shine. How do you decline being able to really show what you gifted with? That's crazy. So I'm glad you said that. I'm glad, because a true artist, they gon' shine. They, you know, they gon' show you what they got. So I do appreciate you for that one. You know, and just so you know, Lil Boss, anytime, Saturday night, if you just chilling, you know, want to call in, get lit with us at the 9 o'clock hour like I do, that's cool, too. You know, you'll always be a family member of the Hour Network.
Cool.
So just so that you know.
What's up? Yeah. I have a question for y'all. What y'all getting in through tonight?
Well, you know, after the 9 o'clock is shot on me. Oh no. I'm a live
watch. I'm
watching
Black Panther with my family, and I'm chilling.
Oh.
I ain't going.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's my
first
time seeing it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I can dig it.
I ain't with,
but you know, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, so I feel like I should go out and dance. You know, that's what I like to do. So that's probably what I'm going to end up doing.
In the man dance.
Somewhere.
What?
What you
mean?
Left cheek, right cheek dancing? Or what you talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
You thought
oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
What do you say, Lil Boss? I'm sorry.
Right now, you feeling like dancing, make sure you throw that freak song track on one time.
Oh, you already know. Now, that's a fact, okay? That's going to happen. What's understood don't need to be explained, baby. So I'm rocking with it. And if I rock with you, I rock with you. And that's just what it is. So I did want to give you a chance to introduce your other song that we do have. It's H&R. And let us tell me the background behind it. Where was your headspace? What vibe was you feeling at that time?
Hustle and Respect, that's like that's a real personal song. It's a real vibe type song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really just, with that, I just feel like all the work I done put in, all the work I done, it's like the streets respect is that Hustle and Respect. So that's kind of where I was going with it. And it just really talk about my grind and how I grind and what I do.
Okay, I'm feeling it. Everybody, listen up. This is H&R, so it's Hustle and Respect. That's what it stands for, guys. Don't get it confused with Lil Boss. Indie Up Radio, let's check it out.
Yeah.
Hustle and respect, that shit mean every time.
Told about love, bitch.
yeah. Run up on the check.
Run up on the check.
Run up on that check. You know I am. You know I am. That's why I love my new job, and I'm be up in that thing because I'm running up on that check, baby. So do it like Lil Voss said, baby.
Run up on that
check. Hey, it's in D-Town. Now, what part of, okay, so what part of Tank is it D-Town? Is it really Dallas, or are you on the outskirts?
Man, I'm from East Plano. We call it the Plano Gang, Texas. It's right north of Dallas. It's 10 minutes from Dallas.
I already know what it is. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, I feel you. And you know what? I'm right here, right up in Oklahoma, so I ain't too far. So I know I'm going to have to link in with you one time and check you out live. Now, where can people watch you live, not check you out, but watch you perform live? Would it be in the skirts of Dallas or the Texas areas? Anything coming up?
I'm actually trying to move around. So I mean, I'm really trying to get to the venues in Oklahoma because looking at my city,
I can help you with that.
Like Oklahoma, Kansas City, fucking why? I need to get your number in.
Yeah, straight up, like real talk. I got venues to choose from. So
real talk. We're gonna work that out.
I'm gonna have these plates. Get you my email, my Gmail. Let's get this cracking. Let's get you to Oklahoma. Let's get you to the town. I'm from town, T-Town, you know. So we definitely got to get you up in here because I know the crowd will love it. I got people who will love it. So we're going to have to check you out on that aspect. But I do appreciate you for making time for us. I really do appreciate that, 100, no lie. And anytime, any new music, call us. Just call us. Send it our way. I promise you we're going to press play. That's just what it is.
She fucking with that.
So that's what's up. I really do hope that you have a wonderful Saturday evening, Saturday night. End it good. Be good or be good at it type of thing. You feel me? So I really do hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
All right.
And y'all too.
Will do. All right. Have a good one.
All right.
Building, guys. Hey, I'm feeling this shit. Good job, little cat.
Yeah, you might want to tune your ears to that.
Good job. I'm feeling it. I'm in the zone. See, I wasn't even thinking about going out. But then now, he got me left cheek, right cheek, and on out. And now I'm going to have to go on here and put on some other little shorts. See what y'all did. Now I can't take all the dancing circles around these men up in the club. Don't do that to me.
just chill out.
But guys,
I'm gonna go ahead and play a couple songs.
Yes, I do. I so do. As long as people have their phones out trying to video it. No world star here.
Oh my God.
No world star here. Okay. It's to be lived. Not video. Straight up. But we're going to get into all their left cheek, right cheek actions in just a little bit.
Oh.
I do want to play a few songs for you guys. You know, get y'all in the vibe. If y'all haven't twerked yet, women, I'm going to get y'all there. Okay, we're going to get there. Lituation Hour is coming up. Yeah. You didn't know?
I didn't know. I never knew.
You didn't? Oh, no. Gas to check the receipts, honey. While he's searching for my receipt, guys, we're going to go ahead and tap into Brazy Brandon with Loyalty and Patience. And we're going to follow that up with Jay Dutty with Swing My Way. Radio.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You hear them bells? Y'all in on something, man. It's real talk, man. Only two things I value, man. Let's get it. Loyalty and patience, only language is big. You say you getting all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense. Loyalty and patience, only language is big. You say you getting all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense. loyalty and patience on this language of speed. All this money in the air, so get what you need. I hear a lot of people talking, but we moving in the silence. Yeah, you carry a lot of weight, know your life is all balanced. Not rocket science, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you doing wicked things, I see your soul unclean. Be the leader, never follow, never go unseen. I'm out here making wise decisions, people look up to me. Okay, now we value loyalty, and we value patience. Can't out here comes the royalty. So my family made it, just the simplest thing. But people make it so difficult. Ask me how you do, I tell them it's a formula. It's called loyalty and patience on the language you speak. You say you getting all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense. Loyalty and patience on the language you speak. You say you getting all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense. Loyalty, that loyalty. When I ask for help, they ignore me. People talk stuff and sneak this as what you call immaturity. Throwing shots till she busts back, she my buster, baby. Man is brave. I know a couple girls that text me saying, hey, baby, and they got a baby. Yeah, you boast that you real, but you putting on the front. And I know that since you came around, you act like you tough. People say they know a lot, but your ignorance bitch. Yeah, I ain't trying to catch a case, but man, I'm so innocent. When it comes to the haters, yo, I'm so vigilant. I'm speaking relevance in the bars. Call me a dope lyricist. This energy, yeah, you feel it. My enemies coming missing. Stay away from the BS and make a way for a fortune. I told my city that we gon' be eating. We gotta eat. Keep working hard. Don't let me catch you sleeping. Better believe. Don't count me out, cause I keep it real and I don't give a fuck. Poker face. Yeah, I keep them guessing and I show them love. And that loyalty and patience on the language of speech. You say you get all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense.
Don't make sense.
Loyalty and patience, all this language is weak. You say you getting all this money, but you're so full of greed. They always tell you what they want, but they don't really need. Like people switch up every day, and it don't make sense. I told you.
Little shawty, she toxic, I like her swag, she exotic. About to rip off her clothes, kiss the air part of her body. I'ma suck on them toes and work my way to them thighs. Then I'ma play with that pussy and make her roll back her ass. I'ma make her come before I even penetrate. Take my time with the pussy, I like to role play. I'm about to apply pressure, give you the business. Stroke deep while on top, while I suck on them titties. Don't run, I put your hands behind your back and make you feel restrained. You ain't had it like this, I teach you to take the pain. Really like a squirter, love to see that pussy rain. Making eye contact while I'm ripping shit just drive me insane. Really love a Latina when she be getting more cachina. Put some more caliente, wetter than Aquafina. I'm trying to throw your back out, I don't play with pussy. I'm trying to make it flow and swim in that pussy.
It's all to play my way. It's all to play my way. It's all to play my way. Ain't bottom game cause I don't play. It's all to play my way. It's all to play my way. It's all to play my way. Ain't bottom game cause I don't play. It's all to play my way. It's all to play my way. It's all to play my way. I'ma take you around the world. I'll never hurt you. I'ma buy you diamonds and pearls. I'm better than your last. I know you're tired of playing games. Let me get to know you. Where you from and what's your name? I know you're tired of the drama, the lies, and the pain. It's all about you. Sorry, you can be my main. No fuss in the fire. Trying to leave that in the past. I had to leave my ass alone. That's why me and her didn't last. It's time to settle down. I'm trying to find the right one. In and out relationship, man and I the game ain't the same. These girls ain't loyal. You want me to treat them like a queen? Then these girls ain't royal. When I find that special one, I'ma treat them like a queen. I love the way you walk when I see you in the jeans. You up without my pop, so my mama raised me. Taught me how to be a man and told me to stay out these streets. Shawty swing my way, shawty swing my way, shawty swing my way, ain't by them games, I don't play. Shawty swing my way, shawty swing my way, shawty swing my way, ain't by them games, I don't play. Shawty swing my way, shawty swing my way, shawty swing my way, ain't by them games, I don't play. Shawty swing my way, shawty swing my way, shawty swing my way, ain't by them games, I don't play.
Better before we can take it to that next level. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me who you are, where you plan to go. No secrets I must know, everything about you. Tell me who you are, can I truly have your heart? Will you respect me like fine art? I need to know.
So then, okay, guys, listen in and don't be judgmental just yet. Because check this. Tell me why. I was like, well, you know what? We need like a medium to come here or something, you know, and feel the energy in the room or whatever they be doing. A girl, Becca, beautiful, beautiful girl. She meekly raises her hand, you know, and I was like, you? She said, yeah. She said, I sold to him. I feel the energy. It's at the third. So people was just like, okay, whatever, laughing it off. And at the end of the day, I touched her and I said, listen, I believe in you. You know, I told her straight up, 100, because I did, because I noticed how she kept looking towards that closet. I was just so interested. So then the next morning, y'all, she comes up to me. She said, H. Snow, just like that. And I'm like, huh? The name. I was like, oh, I'm like, okay, H. Snow. I said, I'm going to do some investigation. I didn't even investigate that night. I forgot about it. The next day she came, she said, Plains, early 90s, H. Snow. She said, I don't know his first name, but for some reason he's putting emphasis on his last name. He was very important. I said, well, maybe it was the Snow's Furniture guy. We have a Snow's Furniture store. And I'm like, maybe right, that's so, him. Mm-hmm.
So this girl
so what
came
I be
up
in
to
next?
You?
Yeah, the one in my class. Yeah, yeah. She said
okay.
H. Snow. So what I did next, everybody, because I had to go. When she had the more, a little bit more detail, I had to pull up my Google. Y'all know I'm good for finding some receipts. I typed in H. Snow. That's it. In Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tell me why in the hell. Picture of Snow Furniture popped up. So I was like, okay. I scrolled a little bit more. It said, Harry Snow dies in plane crash, 1992. And where did it happen? Right across from my damn job? What you mean, though? It happened right there. And for some reason, his spirit is not left. He is not left. And I think, yes, it's true. She real. So I was just blown the hell away. You hear me? I'm still blown away. That's all I see.
So for all y'all that don't think spirits are real?
Damn.
They still out here floating.
Like, seriously, that took me out. And I was just, so then the next day, I came in and I said, no, no, his name isn't Charlie, it's Harry. His name is Harry. Harry Snow. He is Harry Snow. And then when I showed the trainer those receipts, he was blown away, y'all. Like, he didn't know what the hell to do. I showed everybody. Because while y'all sitting there trying to look at this girl, beautiful girl, like she crazy, I believed in her. And she was floored because she was like, it's crazy that somebody would go and find the actual proof that what I see is real. Because she said she never, ever researched anything because she sees it and she knows it's real. You know, so when you know something is real, you don't have to go double check it. Yes. So, y'all, that's Harry Snow. And then let me tell y'all this is my thought. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, y'all. I think the reason why he is yet to pass over spiritually is because, guess what? Okay, it was three other people on that plane. So what would you think? It'd be a four fatalities. No, no, only one. Only him.
Mm.
How? Mm. It's a plane crash. So I'm finna dig deeper, y'all. I know his wife name. I know his name. Yeah, yeah. Because when I get to my further investigation situation, I don't play no game. And that's what I do.
Play no game.
Super crazy.
Play no game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm
going
y'all
going
to hear about it.
Boss.
Yes, because that might pull out a cold case. My bad, y'all. If I end up putting y'all in jail, my bad. Because it's something
like
Harry wanted to
play
get
no
out.
Games.
Yeah. So that's really what I think, safety. That it was some foul play. Okay? If there's anybody listening that's with it, whatever. It's some foul play. I just feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Ain't no way in the world. What if he was dead before the plane crashed? So that's just crazy that only one person would die in the plane. So maybe it's some type of message with that. Yeah, that's the story. That was the story of the week, yo. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. That is believable because, I mean, look at my name. That is believable.
That's all I said. Ooh, I can't wait to boo chat. Yeah.
That is believable.
That shit real,
so,
yo. Yeah.
The spirits,
I'm about to
take
a shot. Shot on me. It's 9 o'clock. Shot on me. Shot on you. Drink responsibly. Hey, okay, shot on that one, y'all, because that story is real life. It's real life.
But yeah,
it's just
real life.
So,
to caveat off of that.
For real, for real. So, yep. Let's take this shot right here.
They stay here.
I know, serious,
they
I know.
Stay here.
Have it's you, so
all right,
crazy.
Tell me this, Kay. Tell me this. Have you ever met a relative, a younger relative, right, that reminds you of someone that passed away?
Of course.
Okay. They're still here.
Yep.
And then they end up acting the same way. They got the same mannerisms as the person
yep.
that passed away. The spirit is still here.
Yep.
That's all
exactly.
I got to say. I rest my case.
Yep. So, oh, yeah. When I tell you that, it tripped me out. It truly tripped me out.
My name.
But I know, yes. And it's like I know who to believe in. Because for me to just feel it in my soul to have to tell her, like, listen, honey, I believe in you. And it was so many disbelievers. You know, maybe y'all haven't lost a loved one. Because I know I damn sure wanted to ask her, can you tap in with my mama for Mother's Day? And I was going to, but, yeah, she did it. She tapped in to a deceased relative of one of my coworkers. And the coworker wrote me. She said she is so real. She said she knew the name. I didn't tell her. She said she gave me sound advice that would come from only that relative. Yeah, yeah. I just didn't want to do it at work. So I was so anxious that day. I was almost crying just because I was just thinking, like, oh, no, what if my mom isn't proud of me? You know, like,
yeah.
what if, you know, what
everything
is she
goes
say?
To your head when you, yeah.
It does. It truly does. Seriously.
You run across something
so,
like that, that's just shake your whole body, like your mind, it shakes everything. And you just,
yep.
like, you don't know what to think. You don't know what
yeah,
to
it's
do.
Been in my head ever since. Because I really wanted to, it's like, I want to go out to the cemetery. Okay, guys, I guess I'm letting you in a little bit. They won't tell me where my mom is buried. I can't find my mom's burial plot. So I've been trying.
I went through
for
that,
like
too.
2 years. So she's like, she's going to show me. She was like, we'll find where your mother is. And just her saying that and so with such conviction, confidence, and belief, just, I mean, it floored me, you know, and it did something. It tugged at my heart. It really did. It really did, y'all. So I don't get emotional. We're going to tap into some music. Indie Up Radio on the Hour Network. Let's go ahead and check out Jake Aldridge with Numb. Yes, that's what I need to be. Indie Up Radio.
Something that was out of my reach. You kept me on my toes when I really should have been away on those. How in this mind worth? Who the hell knows? I just get the cold shoulder, then the elbow. When I got so sick of running around in circles, my bruised ego covered in browns and purples. Found some hurdles, couldn't warm your heart, even if you're jumping up and down in thermals. Pushing me round and pulling me down. Even I am, cause I can't look at me now. I'm lost, really would be good to be found. But you were numb and you couldn't or you wouldn't see how I. I'm now emotionally down on all fours. All talk, my threats always fall short. Cause the ball always seems to be in your court. And now the game's over. I was love drunk, really should have stayed sober. Maybe laid lower, killing me like cigarettes to a chain smoker. We went off track like we drove a Range Rover. But I gotta get up, look down and find my feet. Never should have listened to you undermining me. You and him is all that I can see. Heard you moved on, I won't be surprised if he's just. quick to point out my flaws. Yeah, I would always seem to allow for yours. No foot fetish, but I'm down at yours. Cause you crushed my heart, £1,000 of force. Out of my league, out of your jeans. It was just like something that was straight out of my dreams. It was us against the world like Adam and Eve. All of you had this man down on his knees. No, I couldn't ever really feel your touch. And I couldn't ever clearly feel your love. And you always had a way of making me feel kinda like I really wanted way too much. So you said that you would have to give me up. Wondering if you could ever give me love. But I'm feeling deep down that you never knew what the meaning of the word love was. You were to my touch, you were to my love, you were to so to the above, you were.
Take your family for granted. Don't get upset cause everything won't go just like how you planned it. These people doubting God and I just don't understand it. But I can't leave empty handed. I need the life I demanded. We come from broken homes with families we never speak with. That's why our parents hated the homies we used to creep with. Never told the secrets but our pain was self-explanatory. We grew up selfish, that's the reason we demand the glory. I hope you learn to love the person in the mirror. Cause ever since I did, I see my future getting clearer. God fear couldn't hurt me in the slightest. As long as I got my brothers, we fly forever united, yeah. Please don't say you love me if you don't. I'll gladly change the world and die alone. I can hear that they resent me through their tone, but I still wish them all the best. Look at how I've grown. I just need some privacy. Please don't say you feel me, cause I hate when people lie to me. They ask me who I think I am, whoever I decide to be. Pray my soul is golden and my team become a dynasty. Yeah, I just need some privacy. Please don't say you love me, cause I hate when people lie to me. They ask me who I think I am, whoever I decide to be. Pray my soul is golden and my team become a dynasty. Ultraviolet music, look at what they influence. So much negativity, pray that I never lose it. I still remain a student. Nowadays it seems it ain't cool to come off as prudent. We backwards with the movement. I'd love to stay around, but I feel like most of you Judas. I'd love to help you find out who you are if you've been clueless. I'm different from the rest of the villains, you probably knew this. But my visions prophesies like a future, so I really do this. From after hour contemplating if I'd ever make it. In the basement I've been working, I'm going empty on patience. I know they talking flagrant. They see me in the city and approach me like their favorite. I miss the days when I was naive and super creative. Now I find myself double checking all of my statements. Welcome to entertainment. I told my girl I spent a couple grand on like a few songs. She ain't even like him at all. Guess I can do wrong. I just need some privacy. Please don't say you love me, cause I hate when people lie to me. They ask me who I think I am, whoever I decide to be. Pray my soul is golden and my team become a dynasty. Yeah. I just need some privacy. Please don't say you love me, cause I hate when people lie to me. They ask me who I think I am, whoever I decide to be. Pray my soul is golden and my team become a dynasty.
Privacy, and before then, let's see.
I like that.
Aldridge with Numb, yes, and that Numb had me in my head, y'all. Now, normally we go all the way through the Lituation Hour, but tonight, being as though it's Mother's Day tomorrow, I think I may treat myself to a few drinks, more than a few.
Yes, sir.
And y'all know normally,
yep.
I take my shots at the home front. This time, I'm on location. Left cheek, right cheek. Get out my head, Candy. I got to get out my head, y'all. So, for everybody's safety, I think we're going to have to sign off. I do appreciate y'all for listening in, and thank you, Lil Boss, for coming through. I appreciate it. I really do. And Voodoo Child, I appreciate you for coming through and being a good co-host. So, y'all, we'll hear these two voices. Let me hear your voice, Voodoo Child.
That's what it is. We in here.
Yep.
We in here.
Yep. We in the zone. You hear me? So y'all will definitely hear from Candy K and Voodoo Child next week. Anyone else still to be determined. So just make sure next Saturday, tune in 8 o'clock
here.
Sharp. We in the building, and we will go the full time. I will be over and out of it. But for now, I really do hope y'all have a wonderful evening. And thank you again, Lil Boss, for coming through. And we will speak.
We in here.
Next
we are in
okay?
here. How can I, how else can
yes.
I
say? Yes. Happy Mother's Day to all the solo mothers out there.
All
I hope
the
you guys
mothers,
enjoy
yes.
yourself. Yes, like I am about to. It's time for me to go ahead and get ready, put on something different to do this left cheek, right cheek in for the nightlife, okay? Now, if y'all see me on any wealth or anything like that, discredit it because they weren't supposed to be taping.
They're trolling.
Okay?
They're trolling. Don't worry
yes.
about it.
Yes.
They're trolling. That's
yes.
all.
Yes. Okay. So just do that. But, Voodoo Child, you have a great night. Everybody.
You too.
I love all y'all. Listen in next weekend. We'll be here. The Hour Network. Indie Up Radio. It's your girl, Candy K. Signing off. Everybody have a great night.
Yeah.
All right. Out.